Okay, thank you everybody for coming. So let's get started. The sigya of Avad Inish Dina L'Nafshe. Hopefully, I mean, I didn't look at Rav Yaakovson's Makoros. I didn't like go over them carefully, but I was looking at them. It seemed like he was focusing on certain aspects that we're not going to be focusing on. I think it's all fine. Okay. So says the Gemara. What I want to do, just plan that out a little bit, is go through the Gemara. Not spend too much time on the Gemara because we only have 2 days. But when we're looking at the Gemara, thinking about what the cases are telling us, what's the guy trying to get in the case that he's fighting over, and what exactly is the situation? Just to be tag a little bit to kind of lay the groundwork for some of the issues in the Rishonim. Okay, so the Gemara says, I'm fulfilling with this. Shalach le'Rav Chisa le'Rav Nachman Ari Amru le'Rechuva Shalosh le'Ita Chamesh le'Snukris Shalosh Esrei le'Pana Demara le'Kufina Demara Mai. Okay, Lebaisa, this is a letter from Rav Chisa to Rav Nachman, but if somebody got hit by the metal of a shovel, how much does he have to pay? Shalach le'chis 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 le'chnasak ha'magnus. What do you mean? Why is anybody paying for this in Bavel? Emily, goof the ubde hechi habi. What was the case? Shalach le'chis 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 You people need to talk. Yeah, it's a gargusa. Water pit. What does Rashi add about this water pit? Rashi says, "Bor mai michunasim." What does mai michunasim mean?
Gathered
together. Why does it make a difference that it's gathered together? It doesn't refill. There's no underground water source. It's like a water reservoir. So how does the water get there? I don't know. It rains, or they have to bring it there by hand? I don't know. But that's relevant to our case, because if it would just get refilled, then the case would never start. So Rashi says it's mayim mechunasim, that it's gathered together, there's no water source. Okay, the Beit Trei that was owned by two people, the kol yoma habe dali chad minayu. Each day one person would use it. Monday one guy's day, Tuesday the other guy's day. Okay. Asa chad kadali biyoma dilo dilei. One of them started using it in the day that wasn't his. Amar lei, so the other one said to him, yoma didiyu. This is my day. Lo ishkach pei, he didn't pay attention. Shakul padna demara machia. So he took the shovel and gave him a whack. Okay. So that was the case of Rav Chisa sent to Rav Nachman. Amar lei, mea pande be pande lemichi. Should have hit him 100 times. Meaning, even if he hit him 100 times, he wouldn't have to pay him anything. I believe based on looking at the Rishonim and looking at the Shulchan Aruch, I think these expressions of Avad Inish Dina L'Nafshe, it's only here. I think, unless somebody, I mean, remember from their explorations in the Rishonim, if this Lashon appears anywhere else, I don't think so. What do you think about the heat? Do we keep the heat on or turn the heat off? Keep it on. Okay, it's fine. Maybe I'm like under it more. Okay. No. It's fine. It's what makes people. I don't want people to fall asleep. Whatever people prefer. Okay. I know. Okay. So he says, "Afilu amar lo avid inish dina l'nafshe." Even if you hold in general that a person cannot avid dina l'nafshe. So first of all, how would you translate the word dina in this expression? Avid inish dina l'nafshe. A person does for himself. What's dina?
Yeah. Law enforcement.
Law enforcement. Okay. Any other suggestions? Dina is to do some sort of hitting. Din, I don't know. So the question is, law enforcement, din, is this word din dafka? Meaning, like, is there something special about the word din? Could you just well have said it? Of an inish lakakas mamono the nafshe? Or, well, we'll see in the continuation of the Gemara, it's not only about mamon, right? What other examples are we going to see that's not about mamon? What examples? Not about mamon. With the what?
The jugs.
You're not trying to save yourself. You're just trying not to have to go around or something like that. The woman protecting her husband. Exactly. Okay. Let's see if this lashon is telling us more, even more than that. So, okay.
Is that also why? I mean, if that's the case, is that why it's only used in this context? Like the lashon of the object, if it's specific to this case, then it would.
Well, meaning I'm saying the Gemara uses it for a few cases, but I'm saying beyond Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, and Baba Kama, I don't think this lashon comes up. Okay, so he says, "Afilu man damar lo avin inishin l'nafshe." Makom said, "Avin inishin l'nafshe." The Edmar Yehuda Amar, the Edmar Yehuda Amar lo avin inishin l'nafshe. Yehuda says you can't take the law into your own hands. Or Nachman Amar avin inishin l'nafshe. Hey chadik apseida kuli amelo pligi to avin inishin l'nafshe. If there's going to be a pseida, so then you could do it. Ki pligi hey chadik leka pseida. The Yehuda Amar lo avin inishin l'nafshe. The cave the leka pseida leizel kame daina. What do you mean? There's no pseida. You're not going to lose anything. You're not going to lose anything. Rashi says you could just as well go to the base din. You'll get your money back. You're not going to lose anything. So why bother getting involved with this guy? Just go to the din. Rav Nachman Amar avin inishin l'nafshe. He's allowed to. The cave in the din avin lo tarach. Since he's doing a kedir, he has nothing but shriach himself. It's a big fish. Okay. Good. So continues the Gemara. So that's what we see. So first of all, in this case of the Gemara, let's be medayak in this case. What's unique about this case, about the water, is that when he's doing dina l'nafsha, he's trying to protect himself right now, right? It's not like the deed happened. It's not like somebody stole. It's not like somebody was chayav to him. As he's doing it, he's trying to save his money. That might be important. That might not be important. We'll have to see in the Rishonim. But the nature of this case is that he hasn't had... the hefset is happening right now. The guy is taking the money should locate in right now. Right? In the case of Ben Bagbag in a second, you don't get that impression. But this case here, right now, the guy's taking his water, and therefore he's got to deal with it now. Rashi says, if he doesn't deal with it now, he goes to the basin, Toch Kedei, he has no idea how much water the guy drew. He doesn't even know, he won't even be able to get money from him if now his field dries up. Maybe that's only grandma. But he's going to lose out, this guy, if he doesn't stand here and take matter into his own hands. That's the first case. Okay? So now, Mezer Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana is going to ask on the sheet that law of it inish dinin l'nafshe. Ben bag bag omer al tikanes l'chatzer chaver chalita l'shelcha shelo b'rishus shemet tira alav kiganov. Right, don't go in secretly to get your stuff from your neighbor's field. You know, you see your shoes, you see your basketball in your neighbor's yard. Don't let go in, make sure nobody's looking. Just knock down the door. Just go in. Shvores shinov amar lo shliyan yinota. You have to punch him in the face and say, "I'm taking my stuff back." That's what it sounds like, right? Amar le'imcha. So what's this question? The question according to the man d'amar, the ain of it inish dinin l'nafshe. Because here it's exactly what you're doing. The guy has your stuff in his chatzer, and you're going in forcefully, you're punching him in the face, and you're taking your stuff back. Yes. Would we say, Yitzi, would you say it's a little bit of a guzma here? This of it inish dinin l'nafshe? The punching the guy in the face? L'chor, we'd say it's a little bit of a guzma. The kol adeus. Why? Because no, I was just because we did the guzma. Right. Because the kol adeus in the Rishonim that I've seen, nobody says this is like your first course of action. It's like going in and punching the guy in the face and taking your basketball. You first go in and you'd be like, "I'd have my basketball." And he's like, and if he says no, and he's like, "Well, it's mine." And if he says, "I don't care." And then you say, "Well, I'm going to take it." And then he gets in your face and maybe you could push him and punch him. But the way you get the impression you get from Ben Bagbag is that you knock on the door, you go in and you punch the guy in the face and you take your basketball. So the Chora, you have to say it's a little bit of an exaggeration, but yes. Yeah.
Right, we say that also by the
Meir Pandev. Yeah, L'chora, we say that by the Meir Pandev. Unless you say, even if it takes 100, you'd still be Pater. The way Rashi explains it, Meir HaKos, Hayel Ola Kosa, she goes Lomema. It sounds like it's a Guzma. He should have hit him 100 times. I think it's a Guzma. Okay, in this case, this is already a different kind of case, right? The money was already stolen, Pashtus. You're not standing up for your rights as it's being taken. The money is in your friend's chatzir, and you're going and beating him up, and you're taking your stuff back. This is a new stage in Avid Inish Dinin L'Nafshe. The deed's already been done, and you can still take it. B'pashtus. So, Imcha. So, Rabbi Yehuda says back to Rav Nachman, or we're saying in Rabbi Yehuda's mouth, is this a good raya? The Avid Inish Dinin L'Nafshe. Ben Bagbag Yichidahu Pligi Rabbanan Alei. First of all, could very well be we don't pass him like Ben Bagbag. Ravina Amar Mai Shvor Shinav Bidin. It doesn't mean literally punch him. It means bring him and prove to him, show him, stuff this shire down his throat or whatever. Bring him Edim that are going to get in his face and show him it's really your property. Yachi Ve'emor Lo Be'omrim Lo Yibarle Sheli Ani Noto Shelo Hu Noto Yibarle Kasha. If it's really talking from the perspective of Beis Din, the Lashon should have been different. Fine, Kasha. That's the second case of getting the stuff from his chatzer. Tashma. Shor she'ala gabi chaver lehorgo bo ba'al tachlin v'shamat eshelo v'nafel elyon umeis potter. My lab b'mua de lek epseida. So we think now, okay, I have an animal. My friend's animal comes and starts goring it, attacking it, jumps on it, smushing it, and I need to say my lower bottom animal. So we're coming, and I can take away the bottom animal, even though it's going to kill the higher animal. So we're saying, isn't the case where it's a mu'ud? Lamaisa, I have a $200 animal. I'm going to get my $200 no matter what. Because, well, let's assume we'll make ukimtas, there's Edim, there's Araya. I'll be able to go to Basin and say that Reuven's animal killed my animal and get my $200 back. Isn't that the case? And nevertheless, I can pull my animal away, even though it's going to kill this guy's upper animal, even though it's a short mu'ud. And I'm going to get all my money. So why am I doing this? Because I don't want to bother going to Basin and dealing with the Tircha and getting involved. It's annoying. The guy's animal, it's not my animal. Don't I have the right just to protect myself? Even though I could have gotten the money later, but lamaisa, I want to save that tircha. So isn't that what we see from here? Yeah.
At the time that you're acquiring your animal, do you know if it's a tav or mu'ud?
I think we're assuming in this tavami that you know that it's a mu'ud. I think so. Okay. So isn't that the case? The like a pseida? Lo betam de ikapseida. No, the case is that the animal that's attacking you is a tam. And therefore, if you wait, And so I'll just go to Beis Din, I have Edim, I have Rayas, and get your money back, you're only going to get Chatzi Nezek. So that's the case of Pseida, where Lekuli Alma, Ovid Inish Din and Lenavsha. If you're not going to be able to get all your money back, for sure you can take Din into your own hands. Okay, if that's true, why can't you push the upper one? No, because you should do whatever you can to protect the guy if possible. You should have pulled it out.
It's going to die regardless. Who cares?
What do you mean it's going to die regardless?
I know that anyone's going to die if I push the top one off or pull the bottom one off.
Good. I think the pshat is that it's a less strong impact if I pull out my animal than if I push the top animal. I don't know it's going to die either way.
But
it could be I don't even know it's going to die if I push it. It could be I don't know anything. There's a more forceful approach and a less forceful approach. I have to take the less forceful approach, which is a good raya for in general. That when we're saying avdin yishtin lenafshe, it means you can, and the Meiri says this explicitly, and I think the Rush says it explicitly. Like I said before, in the Lashon of Ben Bagbag, you have to say it's a little bit of an exaggeration. Your first course of action is not to take the most extreme beating up approach. You have to try to minimize the nezek as much as possible, but if need be, then you can even be mazikim toch kedei saving your property. Yeah.
What if it's not going to be where it's a piece of yisa? What if there's going to be a nezek involved?
I would think it should be the same. As long as you're saying for the upper one or the lower one?
For nezek to the upper one.
I would think you still have to minimize the nezek if possible to save your property. I would think so.
Yisvara.
I think we have this idea, let's say, by people, when you're beating him up, you're not killing him, right? You're hitting him. So I think the Sibo says explicitly, I remember, I think other, you were showing him, say that if you didn't have to hit him and you hit him and you got damaged, you'd have to pay. So I would assume the same for the animal. If you didn't have to damage it to that extent, it would be five, I think. But why is this case also important? It's adding another dimension to the whole picture of Avad Inish Dinin Lenafshe. The first two cases, I'm claiming I'm entitled to my water. I'm claiming I'm entitled to the basketball that it's my friend's chatzer. So when I come and I take it, I'm saving my basketball. I'm saving my water. And at the end of the day, my neighbor who I'm taking from is not going to be left with anything less than what I think he's entitled to bedin. Meaning, he should get the water tomorrow. He'll get the water tomorrow. It's not his basketball. He's not entitled to it. In this case, when I save my property, what am I doing to him? I'm causing him that if that's what ends up happening, right? I'm showmate my animal, and the upper one dies. He just lost his $200 animal. So even though I'm doing it l'shem, protecting my animal, there's an additional chiddush here in this case that I'm allowed to do that even though I'm causing him damage. Right? In that case, I'm not causing him damage. I'm just trying to get my stuff, and he won't lose. Unless he gets in my face, and maybe I'll push him and hit him a little bit. But here, in order to save my property, I'm causing him nezek, right? And that's okay. That's okay.
Especially if I say that the reason for being chai is sheep shmira. So the fact that his animal ended up on top of my animal is inherently allows me.
So he did something wrong.
He did
something wrong. But whatever it is, it's important just to keep track of the chidushim in each case. In this case, it's a chidush, you're right, it makes sense, we understand it. But the chidush is that I'm able to save my property even at the expense of causing my friend nezek, if that's what needs to happen. Let's just give an example. Imagine my animal is worth 200. His is a short mu'ud. We pass an avad inish dinil nafshe, and I can save my animal even if it means killing his animal. What's that? Good job. This one? Okay. And let's say his animal is worth 1,000, right? L'chora, I can still save my animal, even though I'm going to cause him much more nezek than what I stand to lose. Okay, that's what we see from this case. Now we have another case. Somebody puts stuff in my yard. I can go out and smash everything. So isn't that avad inish dinin lenafshe? Because what? What's my alternative? Well, I gotta get out of my house. No. What's the alternative here? What's the raya? So says Tosfos, there is an alternative. Tosfos says, Afa gav de le'el, I think it's this one, aval hacha lo itrichua lisadran ze al ze. Here, you don't do much riach yourself. You could have spent 10 minutes and organized these jug into nice stacks in the corner of your chatzer. But lemaisa, we say, this is also a good raya of, what does it mean, tircha? Okay, well, what do we see also? The Gemara says, you can, according to Mandamar, avid inish dinin lenafshe, to save the tircha of going to din. What other kind of tirchas do we allow? So Tosfos, you can save yourself from the tircha of having to spend time stacking up this guy's jugs. What kind of tircha does not qualify as tircha? The tircha of I don't even know if it's a tircha, but let's say you could, machora, it's a little easier to push off the upper animal than pulling out your lower animal. That we don't let you do. That, like, little tircha, the difference between pushing off the guy's upper animal and pulling your lower animal, so pull the lower animal. But here we see another example of a tircha that if you hold up an inch in lanafshe, you don't have to do that. You can just smash the guy's jugs. Okay. That lechora proves, like Rav Nachman, it doesn't mean literally break, just like in the case of Ben Bagwag, we said it could mean, it doesn't literally mean his face, it means bring rayas to Beis Din. When the Rush says, how do we know a paskin like Rav Nachman, the Avad Inish Dina Lanafshe? Does anybody remember the very last line of the Rush? How do I know a paskin like, he has two rayas actually. Why are we paskin like Rav Nachman? I think he says, first of all, because Hilchazuk Rav Nachman Bedine, we just always paskin like Rav Nachman by Dine Mamanos. But oh, the tuva pirichos parachler Yehuda vishaninhu bedochak. Also, we have all these cases that lechora are rayas for Rav Nachman, and we have to reject them with dochak answers. So that shows you if you have a pattern where one sheep that keeps having to have dochak ukimtas to save him, so it could very well be we don't paskin like it. So Rosh says we have to keep on saying it doesn't mean you mamish break it. You can bring a rayas to Beis Din, so we don't really paskin like it. That's one of the rayas of the Rosh. Okay, so now we keep on going. Tashma. He's saying, go, you're done, get out of my house. So what do we say here? There's a guy staying in your house, and you want him out. So you're allowed to beat him up if that's what it takes. What's the din al-nafshi here? What din are you enforcing? I don't think there's Rashi on this. What do you guys think? The pshat of the Gemara. How is this case relevant to Avad Inish Dina L'Nafshe? Does Rashi say? What do you think?
Trespassing.
I think that's the pshat. I think that's trespassing. You have rights to not have random people in your house, and you don't want him there anymore, and he's refusing to leave, so you beat him up. I think trespassing, l'chora. Right? So isn't that Avad Inish Dina L'Nafshe? You're protecting your rights to your property. You want to get him off. He's not going, so you hit him. You're afraid he's going to steal from you. So there's a pseida. Then the kuligalma, you can get him out of your property. So what do you mean? You've had it for the past 6 years. How come all of a sudden he's going to start stealing now? No, he's going to start stealing because now he's not really your eved, so he's more comfortable. Fine. Okay. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, what's the case? He was living with the non-Jewish Canaanite woman, which he's allowed to do because he's an Eved, even Eved Ivri, right, when he's in the Adon's Rishos, can be married to a non-Jewish Shivcha. And now he doesn't want to leave her, so you're beating him up to make him get out. So what's the Avad Inish Dina L'Nafshe here? It's a trick question. There is none. What does Rashi say? What's Rashi's Lasha? And he says, right? The Haidina Lav L'Nafshe Hu. Oh, it's not doing it for me. Who am I doing it for? I thought it was Baruch Hu, but yeah, either way, you know, you're doing it Lapusha Meisura. I guess you're doing it, yeah, you're probably right. You're doing it for his sake. So we'll be doing Averis. I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for him, for somebody, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I'm doing it for. Okay. So this case might not be relevant at all. Tashmam Niyah Chazakad Vishad Rabbach, Rabbi Niskalba, Bashavar, Pater Time, Niskalba, Hashavar Chayev. So if somebody leaves something in the street, in a way, and we explained before, says Rashi, we're talking about where the entire area was filled with jugs, like we were talking about before. If I break it, I'm pater, and if I, what's it called? Shavra pater, time of diskaba hashavra chayev. So sorry, we seem to be saying if somebody slips on it and breaks it, so he's going to be pater. But if he breaks it intentionally, he's going to be chayev. Why? Why don't we say avad inish dina l'nafshe? I could break it. He's blocking my way. So he's allowed to break it. The reason we said if he breaks it by accident, he's pater, is to bring you the opposite diuk that if he got tripped up on it and injured himself, only then is a bala chavis going to be chayev. But if I broke it intentionally and cut myself, so then he's going to be pater. Okay, fine. Tashma bekatzo sos kapo. This is a. Really has nothing to do with mamonos at all. Okay, the woman is grabbing onto the man to save her husband who's being attacked by that man, and he causes him boshes. And then it says in the Torah, we cut off her hand. There's an interesting tziv on this pasuk. He says, what's the lashon of the pasuk? It doesn't say v'katzosas yada. What's the lashon of kapa?
Palm.
Her palm. What does it mean to cut off her palm? So he says it's not Skinner. It's a euphemism for taking away her ability to be mafarnes herself. The like kaf is like what gives you parnasa. You use like the the work of your hands. So he says it means that you're mechayver to pay, even though she's not going to have any money, because whatever money she earns isn't going to have to go to the nezek. So whatever, there's a whole drasha on chazas haskapa. But the Gemara says it means mamon. It means we make her pay. My love, b'she'eni yichol lehatzil ayedid davar acher. Are we talking about where this woman had no alternative? Her husband's being beaten up. She's scared. She doesn't know what's going to happen. So she grabs the attacker. And it's avadin
shinil lenafshe. Or assuming he would have killed him, would have damaged him.
Yeah, I don't know. I think either. So what's avadin shinil lenafshe here? She wants to save her husband from injury, from death. So again, it's not mamon. Yeah, no question. No question? No, okay. Okay, so she just wants to save her husband, protect him. So isn't it that even though there's pseida, her husband's going to get hurt, maybe even get killed, and she still can't do it. So the Rashi says, this is a question lekola deos. Everybody agrees that the person's losing out, he can take matter into his own hands. Lo, b'she'eni yichol la'atzi, like they davar acher. No, when she, sorry, davar acher, my la, b'she'eni yichol la'atzi, like davar acher, lo, b'she'eni yichol la'atzi, like davar acher. She had another alternative. She could have kicked him in the shins. She could have shouted really loudly. She could have done something to get his attention. She could have done something else. Aval eini yichol la'atzi, like they davar acher, p'tura. Oh, but if she has no alternatives, hachana, she'd be pater. Because avet inish dinil nafshe, yihachi adetani seifa v'shalcha yada prat l'shlech beistin, that Brisa says, we see from this parsha, the woman who's causing embarrassment to the attacker, that she's chayev because she's not a shlech beistin, but a shlech beistin that comes and tells somebody he's got to come to beistin, and he refuses, and he hits him, and he embarrasses him, hurts him, he's going to be pater. Lifluk listening b'dida, as opposed to saying, what's the case for your pater shlech beistin? Say, in this exact case of the woman, when she chayeves, when she had an alternative to save her husband some other way. Why didn't we say that? It must be that even if she has no alternatives, she still can't do it. And we say, no, that's exactly what the Brisa means. What's the case where she's going to be chayeves, where she had an alternative? If she has no alternative, her hand that's attacking the attacker becomes like shlech beistin, and she's not going to be chayeves for this nezek. I'm going to stop here, even though we have two other examples in the Gemara, but I think we've analyzed and seen enough. We can go on from here. Okay, so this last line of the Gemara, that's also why I want to stop here. First of all, are there any questions before we go on? Good. So this last line of the Gemara is where the wheels start turning about the svara and the rationale about allowing avad inish dinil lenafshe. So I want to jump a little bit out of order in the Makoro sheets, but talk a little bit about the famous chakira that's said by Rav Salvechik and it's said by Rav Gusman that I brought for you guys. So I'm assuming Rav Jacobson touched upon this chakira, if it's hatalas mamon or like din of beis din. Yeah, okay. So let's talk about Rav Salvechik first. So he says, so first the Rav quotes this line of the Gemara, and he says, L'chora we see from here, that what's the nature of avad inish dinil lenafshe? How could it be that my friend took my basketball, and I'm going to his rishus, and I'm asking for it back, and he's refusing, so I can start getting a little bit, you know, a little bit assertive. And if that's what needs to be, I can start beating him up to get my basketball back. How could that be? Says Rav Salvechik, it's this line in the Gemara. Once I have no alternative, the only way to get my property back, that's not true. I could get my property back in another way. How do I do that? Within the sheet of Avad Inish Dinil Lenafshe, it's only to save Tircha, right? I could have gone to Beis Din. Okay? But somehow, which we have to try to develop a little bit, somehow, in some way, I become a representative of Beis Din. So as opposed to being my triach myself, to going to Beis Din and taking off a day from work and getting everything together, I act as Beis Din right here and now, and I start beating the guy up. Ki'ilu, I'm the shliach Beis Din, and I take my basketball back. That is one way of understanding this Gemara, and that would explain the line. When she has no alternative, her hand becomes a shliach Beis Din. Okay? That is very interesting. I think the Rav Gusman fills in a little bit. I think Yonatan, maybe. He might have been the only one here last year. Last year, I gave a share in Shlichusayu, right? So Rav Gusman quotes Shlichusayu. Shlichusayu is actually, even more than Gittin, it's a Baba Kama Sugya. Pay Dalet, I think, right? Who's anybody gotten Dalet? Don't raise your hands. That'll be weird. I know some people have seen Pay Dalet, but the whole thrust of that sugya is, how are we done dinim mamonos nowadays, and under which circumstances are we done dinim mamonos nowadays? because the Gemara really is sugya mainly at the beginning of Sanhedrin, but the idea that it could be midoraisa, we need smuchim for all dinim, for some dinim, and how do we judge things nowadays, dinim amanos? So this is unbelievable idea called shlichusayu, whatever exactly that means. That's a whole sugya in and of itself, but the idea that dayanim nowadays, even if they don't have smicha, they didn't get smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu Ish and Biish, that stopped in the Roman period when there was a persecution. Nevertheless, they can act on behalf of the people with smicha, and they can judge. And the Kodesh Yishirim of Gusman, he just quotes, just like he's quoting it in like three lines, but in Simon Aleph of Choshe Mishpat, it talks about what judgments we judge nowadays, and it's a discussion there in the Pesach Yeshuva, and the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, this is the Arise, this is the Rabbanon. But we need Shlichusai all the time. We need it for Kabbalah's Geiros and forcing Gittin and for doing certain Dine Mamonos. So there's an idea called Shlichusai, the base din that sits now, a representative somehow of the Dayanim with Smicha 2,000 years ago. So says Rav Gusman, Rav Sobeitcher could be saying a similar kind of idea. Maybe this guy, when he feels like he needs to beat the guy up to get his stuff back, even though he could have gone to Beis Din, but that would be a big tircha. So he's acting on behalf of Beis Din, or has a koach of Beis Din in order to do that. Which fits nicely with the Gemara, but it's a huge chiddush. We have to explain that better. Okay, that's one way of understanding the sugya of Abedin Yishtiel and Avshe. Then Rav Soloveitchik presents a second one, but his raya is unbelievable. We have to talk about this raya a little bit. It's not really a raya. I think it's like maybe a similar kind of idea. A little bit of a raya. So the other one could say, Me'idach, I'm reading a line of Rav Soloveitchik, Yitachin the Abed Inish Shinil and Avshe Chal Kiptur Miyuchad Shel Hatzalas Mamon V'no Mi Din Ma'isa Beis Din. There's a special din if my property is being threatened. I don't have to, or let's say, Kabbal Chomer, the woman's husband is being threatened. Hashem gives us rights to protect ourselves. We don't have to be taken advantage of. It has nothing to do with Beis Din. But Hashem says, if somebody's coming and taking advantage of you, and you took your stuff, Shelo Kedin, you can get it back. What if he's going to get it in my face? I have to push him around a little bit? Okay, that's his fault. He shouldn't, Hali Teh L'Rosh V'Yamos, this guy shouldn't have taken it from you, so let him get beaten up, take your stuff back. It has nothing to do with Beis Din. It's just a thing that you have rights to your property. You could have gone to Beis Din. You could have done that. Maybe, not that I saw somebody say this, maybe that would be like the preferred way to do it. Why cause huge machlokes, go to base and let them resolve it. But push comes to shove, literally. Sorry, I apologize. But at the end of the day, if in order to get your stuff back, you go and you got to push the guy around a little bit, Hashem says, you don't have to be a shmata. You don't have to get your stuff taken from you. You're allowed to stand up for your rights. And if it needs to be, so you can beat the guy up to get your stuff back. That's a totally different way of understanding Abed Nishti and Avshe. And Rav Soloveitchik says, maybe it's similar to the Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin. Okay, not many people have gone to Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Kuf Yud Zayin is talking about the following case. There's a ferry boat, and there's a crazy donkey that was brought onto this boat, and it starts, whatever it does. It starts, like, jumping around and making the boat unstable. And they're going to sink. This boat's going to sink because of this crazy donkey. So one of the passengers, who did not bring the donkey on, pushes the donkey into the water and drowns it, and then everything's fine. Okay, and then the person who owned the donkey brought the guy to Beis Din. He said, you should pay me for my property. So, what's that? Ein lo shmir al basakin. It could be, but even if that's true, Ein lo shmir al basakin, if I come up to your shore and shoot in the head, I still have to pay you. Meaning, that's also might be a little bit of a gozma, or whatever. That's his own sugya, understanding the expression, Ein lo shmir al basakin. Talking about the owner, right. I'm saying, if the owner has to maybe even kill it to protect it, but me, I can't kill it. I don't have that right. So then, Rav Soloveitchik asks, the Rama paskins this din. He says, this case, where the donkey is going crazy, and he pushes it off, he's going to be punished from paying. But there's a, what's that? So the other case that the Rambam also paskins is a general rule also in Baba Kama that you can't be matzil as b'mamon shel chavero. If I am hiding out in some field and I end up causing damage, I break some of the guy's stuff, I'm allowed to do it. If I need to protect myself from animals, from people, and I'm causing the guy nezek, I'm allowed to do it, but I have to pay him afterwards. So ask Rav Soloveitchik, why, if I'm matil atzba b'mamon shel chavero, am I going to be chayav to pay? Because even though I have the right to use his stuff, but I have to pay him for it, I can just use it and not pay. How come when it comes to the donkey that's going crazy, I can kill it and not have to pay? So Rav Soloveitchik, there's a difference. It's also really mashma in the Lashon HaGemara, but in the case where I'm just some hiding out at my guy's field and I'm causing him damage, his field is not being mazik me. His field is not threatening me. I'm being threatened by some guy who's chasing after me. So then, if I use my friend's stuff, I have to pay him for it. But here, in order to save myself from the friend's property itself, the Gemara says donkey becomes like a rodef. If I want to protect myself from my friend's property, then I have an ability to be matil myself. I can protect myself even at the expense of his stuff, and I don't have to pay him for it. If his stuff is threatening me, I can kill that stuff. I can get rid of that stuff and not pay him for it. Okay, but what does that have to do with getting my basketball back? Nobody's threatening me. So Rav Soloveitchik at the end of this piece, not Rav Soloveitchik, says the name of Rav Soloveitchik, if he's a Yitachin Yeshua didn't be nogea la'avet inishni lanafshe, maybe it's the same idea, but avet inishni lanafshe, chala petur midin hatzala, it's the same idea of Ampatri because I'm just protecting myself, my stuff. This last line is it just highlights how big of a chiddush it is though. Petur zeh shel hatzala chal behatzalas mamon. So we'll say the idea of protecting my stuff when it comes to protecting my basketball or my sneakers, my stuff that my friend took. Keshem shechal behatzalas nefashos besvina. Just like I have the ability to protect myself and not get killed by my friend's property, so too I'm allowed to protect my stuff from my friend, even if it means attacking him. So that's a huge jump. We have to understand that better. So I just wanted to kind of lay a little bit of the groundwork. This is the main chakira in Avad Inishni Lanafshe. What's this based on? And I think in light of this chakira, I want to look at a lot of the Rishonim here, a lot of the issues that come up. But again, that's the chakira on the one hand. When I'm going, and again, within the world of Avad Inishni Lanafshe, I could have gone to Beis Din. But nevertheless, and I have rayas, I could have gone. Nevertheless, I don't matriach myself. Is that because when I'm acting, I'm acting on behalf of Basin, or some Basin is giving me the license to act this way, and therefore I'm allowed to do it? It's like a satellite Basin, and that's why I'm allowed to do it. Or is it that it has nothing to do with Basin, but the Torah says I'm allowed to stand up for my rights, even if it means if the guy is forcing me into this position, I'm even able to beat him up to get my stuff back. Okay, good. Yeah, Sam.
For the first side of the chakira that you're acting as a shliach habezin, mm-hmm. When do you need the schus for the other guy? When do you need a mino or not? Is there just a cause of that said that you'll do this? Or?
That is a good question. I guess the answer would be, maybe one suggestion, is that we would say that whenever somebody feels like... there's this very open-ended check kind of shlichus ayu that said that whenever somebody feels they need to do to get their stuff back, then Beis Din says, and you could have gone to Beis Din, there wouldn't be a hefset, so we give you the right to do that yourself. It was like open-ended, whatever you need to do, you're allowed to do that. And if you're doing more than you need to do, then maybe there wasn't shlichus ayu. Rav Guzman says shlichus ayu. The Rav Soloveitchik doesn't use the word shlichus ayu. He means that it's like the famous chakira in the Ketzos in Lamed Aleph about we say hodas. We say hodas baldin hodas baldin kamei edim dami and shavei nashu chedichet yisura. Is that is that a din of ne'amonos? Maybe for myself I can be an aid. Maybe for myself I can be a dying. It's like a separate din. What would the makor be? I don't know. I'm not sure. According to Rav Soloveitchik, if it's not shlichus ayu, it could just be there's this mesora that I'm able to judge for myself certain things if it's to save me tircha. I don't know what the makor is. Maybe shlichus ayu though. We'll say the ad is very open ended shlichus ayu that if I need to, I'm able to do whatever I need to do to get my stuff back. Yeah, yeah.
If it's an actual, if he's being a judge, why is he not a judge? Is he not a judge?
So. This would be a unique case. I don't know how else to say it. Even say shlichusayu, you're right. We don't really see shlichusayu elsewhere. Like for example, we don't find that a dayan could be in a case to judge somebody who stole from him. Like you don't see shlichusayu that we let him be the shliach of some other dayan to judge. Like we don't see such an idea. But I guess I don't know. Maybe the svara would be that in order to let society function smoothly, we'll say that we'll give people the right even to judge themselves if they need to in these kinds of cases. Hold your question also, once we start seeing limitations of the Rush and the Mordechai, we'll start seeing how it's not as crazy as it first seems. But it's a good question.
You say this is like serving as a basis, then how can you be learning that here from this case of a woman?
Ooh, you answer me, Mr. Chevra who learned Gittin last year. Didn't you guys do a sigya? It's not so posh that a woman can't be a dying, right? No, you know what I'm talking about? The sugya about there's tosos in a couple places, but there's also a sugya in Gittin about when the woman comes and brings her get, is she able do you need to give the get in front of three or in front of two?
Yeah.
Right? Because usually we say the shliach can join the based in, so maybe two is enough. Maybe you need three because the woman's going to bring the get. And there's a machlokes in the Rishonim that she's going to bring her own get, and that's why she can't be in the based in, or any woman's going to bring the get and she can't be in the based in. That's a sugi of can a woman officially be a dime. Okay, I'm sorry. But assuming woman can't be a dime, right? So then, how could the woman act as a dayan there? I don't know. There's a tshuva of... I feel like I falsely remembered it as the Rashba. I think it might be the tshuva sedeshin. But one of the Rishonim says there's a din about in a case where edim aren't usually found, like Ezra Snashim. So then sometimes you can accept edus of women and things like that. So it's because the Torah wants things to run properly, and if you're going to say you require kosher edim in a place where there's never going to be kosher edim, so it's going to not be practical. So therefore, in cases where you need to, so then you're allowed to accept women non-kosher edim as edim. Maybe you could say the same thing, but I don't know. Again, you're right. To say it's mamish acting as a dayan, so then that's problematic. Maybe you say it not like your Gusman. Say it a little bit differently. Maybe we could say that, like the lashon of the Gemara, you're a shliach basin. You are not the basin. Gilu the basin says, You do it and take care of it. You're doing it for us. It's not like you're your own private personal basin for yourself. Somehow the basin says it's ki'ilu, we're giving you the right to do it on our behalf. I don't know. Once we get to some of these other Rishonim, I think we'll make it a little bit clearer. We'll get to the Rush in a second. Let's get to the Rush now. Okay, we have any other questions? So the Rush says, let's see if I can find it. I have one back tomorrow. But says the Rush, okay, he quotes the Bishu of the Nishin Lanapshe. He quotes what they're having a machlokas about. B'makom pseida kuli amamodu. Fine. So I'm reading a little bit of the Rush now. Uvedaber de leisle pseida ela hatzalas toreach. Shlo yitzayach lozi mamono bedin ba'pligi. Right? But just about saving the tircha. So then, that's what they're having machlokas about. Seems pretty reasonable. Rav Yudah says, I want to save the tircha. I could have gone to Basin and gotten my money. I want to save the tircha. I don't have permission to beat somebody up. Rav Nachman Savar, Kaven didina ka'avad. Now these are the critical words. V'yachal levarer shebedin hayachal lehotzi mimenu. He's able to prove that he could have gotten this money bedin. He doesn't actually say more than that. But I think the mashmos is he has edim, he has a shtar, he has some sort, he has a sim and mufok, and he has something that this basketball is my basketball. If we would have gone to basin, I could have gotten it from the guy. So yesh lo rishus lahatzle shaloah v'ilupe hakav. You know, lahatzle when you're not there, he's able to get his stuff back, even if it means beating the guy up if he has no alternative. Avalem ein yochel levar shebedin yochel leotzio mimenu lav kol kemine lomer shlihu lahatzle mamoni asisi. But if he does not have a raya, there's no way to prove in based in that he was entitled to this. Lav kol kamine, he just doesn't have the right to just take it and say it's mine and zero. Okay. This sheet of the Rush, I want to think about that from the perspective of our Chakira. If you want to say that Avad Inish Dinil Nafshe is more difficult understanding, I mean, more difficult, not like it doesn't make sense, but we have to try to fit in all the details, that he becomes his own personal Dayan, so what would the role of he could be Mabara and based in be? What would that be doing? The fact that he could have gone to based in, what do you think he would have done?
Wasn't improper.
Good. So what's Yonatan saying? The fact that if he's acting as a basin, so he has to be somebody who knows how to judge properly. He can't be a dayan if he's a fool. So he has to be that he knows that he could have gone to basin and gotten his stuff back. Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, you know? Oh, like a Migo kind of idea. Also that kind of idea, right? Like Koloroi Labila. The fact that he could have gone to Basin, so somehow he has the Kocha Basin. Like a Migo kind of idea. Maybe that's what the Rush means. Yeah,
the word though with the Lashon HaYomar, it says Lotara. Everything was done, we just didn't.
Lotara, right. Right. Good. It's, yeah. Yeah, because also you read the Gemara, it seems a little bit shocking. What's the Lashon? So it says, Ki pligi hecha de leke pseida. If you don't know, Abed Inshin Lanafshe, the cave of the Lazel Kamidai, no? Rav Nachman Omar, Abed Inshin Lanafshe, the cave of the Din Abed, Lo Tarach. Since you're doing a Kiddin, why bother? It's like, really? I'm allowed to beat somebody up just because, So Zabi's saying, yeah, because it's Ke'ilu I've gone to, it's not just like Sam Sev Mitirka, it's Ke'ilu I'm doing a Mikoch Basin. Because the fact that I could have gone to Basin. I have the Raya that I would have been Zochen Basin. So that, I think both your Svaras are good. Meaning, either to say that at least now I know I'm not wrong, if I know that Basin would have, again, nothing's 100%. It could be the person thinks that I definitely have a Raya and Basin would say it's not a valid Raya. But generally speaking, when Chachamim were formulating when you do Dinil and Afshe according to the Rush, within this first side of the Chakira, we'll say that whenever you have a Raya that could have been Zochet to you in Basin, so you know you're right, so you're entitled to a Kedin, and also maybe you have the koch of having gone to Din, and therefore you could be your own personal Dayan. So getting back to Gabe, maybe this makes it a little bit better. You're not really maybe acting as your own Dayan, you're acting mikkoach the Basin. So if you could have gone to Basin, and Zochet through them, somehow you'll use their koach. Maybe that could be a svar. Okay? From the perspective of Hatzalas Mamono. Okay, Hatzalas Mamono. So how can we understand the Rush? Why do you have to know that you had been Zochen Din? I mean, not your question, yeah? What's that? The question is that if you look at the side of the Chakira like the second possibility of Rav Soloveitchik, the reason why I'm allowed to go get my stuff, even if it means that I'm going to have to beat the guy up to get it, is because Hashem said you're allowed to protect your rights to your stuff. You'll have to stand up for your rights, and if somebody takes it, you can get it back. So why is it dafka in a case where you have a raya? I mean, you skip it out, yeah. As somewhere.
Because you're only considered having a right if you can prove it in Beis Din.
Yeah, maybe you're not entitled to it. Maybe you're not entitled to it. Or Effie, is that similar idea? And maybe take it a step further. Like the Mordechai is going to say explicitly, if I don't know that I could have gotten it in Beis Din, so this is going to lead to chaos. Right? It has to be some threshold. It can't just be, whenever I claim that this guy has my stuff, I can go in and take it and beat him up if I need to. There's got to be, meaning, even if the Torah says you're right, you can stand up for your rights, but it can't be chaos. You can't just be going, punching everybody and taking their stuff. So it could be, that's what the Rush means. That unless I have a Raya, then I'm entitled to it. So that we didn't give me that right, it's gonna be ridiculous. It's going to be Hefker. Maybe that could be the Svara, or maybe I'm not entitled to it, so I have to prove it. So again, this Rush, which is going to be a very important limitation on Lacha Lamaisa. This Rush is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So this limits to 20% of the cases? I don't know. The only time I'm allowed to do Dina Lanafshe is if I have a Raya, I could have gone to Beis Din and Alpidin gotten it back. Only then I'm allowed to take it. Either because of one side of the Chakir or somehow that gives me the Koch of Beis Din. Or maybe it's just a measure of knowing when I'm entitled to do crazy stuff and go into somebody's house and get my stuff from them because I know it's mine. I have to be positive it's mine in order to start possibly beating a guy up. Yeah, same.
This has nothing to do with being Mechadish Dover.
I'm not sure what I understood. Say it again.
This has to do with, like, you know, with the Chagira of Lamarai, like that is. The guy who's trying to do Din by himself now, he's being Mechadish Dover, I guess, because the other guy has it. Right? In specific cases, I guess.
I didn't understand. What do you mean Mechadish Dover?
For, at least in the... In the first case of the Gemara.
Right, the water.
Right. So, like, the guy used the water, the second guy, the living is dead.
Right.
The other guy, the first guy,
right.
He's claiming it was his day, could be seen as being a Hadish Dalar as that was his day, because there's no real, I don't know, it's just like a chart of who has what day, and therefore he needs to bring a ride for the Rush. Because that's being a Chadish Dover, I'm going to do it. Is that also a lot of reason to understand it with or not?
You're saying he's not entitled to take it without a Raya. Like, it could be. I'm just saying, if it's just about protecting your rights, maybe as long as you know that you're entitled to it, maybe that could be enough. We could argue that, right? If it's just about you. Yeah, if it's nothing to do with Beis Din, just me, somebody can't take advantage of me. If he takes my stuff, I'll just take it right back. Maybe, if as long as I'm positive I'm entitled to it, maybe I don't need a Raya. So why would I need a Raya according to the Rush? That's what I'm trying to say. It could be because you have to be positive for yourself that you're really entitled to it. And B, maybe that's a way of preventing Hefkeros, so people just always claiming that they're entitled to slinging it if they're not really, yeah. Sure.
Does the Mordechai fit into the second son?
Let's talk about the Mordechai right now. Okay, let's talk about the Mordechai right now. So the Rush is quoted the Halacha. The Mordechai, which we're about to see, is as a Yesh Omrim in the Ramah, and the Me'iri, which we'll see Mirtz Hashem in a minute, is not quoted the halacha. But each one is limiting this din in their own way. Okay? Because again, this whole sugya is unbelievable. No matter how you look at it, if it's din or hatzalas mamono, it seems like it could lead to hafkeiros. So you have to limit it. L'chora, you'd want to limit it a little bit. So what you're saying is only when you have you could have proven it in basin, you could have been zochen basin to your property. Now the Mordechai says, okay, I apologize because I could have told you to stop at a certain point in the Mordechai. When he starts quoting the Gemara in Brachos, it just gets pretty confusing if you haven't seen that Gemara, but b'seder. Okay, so says the Mordechai. And he paskins like Rav Nachman. Okay. Pasag Rabbeinu Meir. The honey mili bechivetz hamavurar shehu shalo. What does the word hamavurar mean? So the word mavurar, it's interesting. When he quotes the Mordechai, he quotes it as chivetz mavurar. Chivetz mavurar or chivetz mavurar? So what's the difference? The Vura says, what means what have you? What did you say?
Clear.
Maybe it's that it's been clarified, Mavurar, and Mavuar is, I don't know. But Mavurar means, well, the reason I'm making a point of this, it seems to me maybe if forever seen the Maharik, it could be the Shoel and the Maharik himself had different understandings of the word Mavurar. It could be one way of understanding Mavurar is exactly like the Rush. It means that you can prove that it's yours. And the other way of saying mevurar is that it's a specific, concrete item. Chevetz ha-mevurar, shushal, as opposed to the theoretical thing that the guy owes you. But anyway, let's just read the Mordechai and see what we think. Pazigar Beinu Meir, the honey mile bechevetz ha-mevurar shushalo, umachzik bo, umesarev lahafshalo, so let's just go with clearly an item, a specific item. He has my basketball. It's not that I paid for the shirut, and then this guy was supposed to have paid me and he's not paying me back or something like that. Something specific. It's my basketball. Okay? Umisarei b'lachzirlo. And he's refusing to give it back. Then, Ovid inish dinil anafshev. Avashar mili lo. Avashar mile she'en. I'm taking out the lo from the parentheses. Avashar mile she'en yadu amze shalo imlo. But something else where it's not known if it's mine or not. Leis lirishus afilu havi lepseida. I have no right to grab it from somebody, even if we're going to lose money. Lefit dvaro, from my perspective. I'm claiming that you owe me money. But it's not a specific thing that you owe me. It's just money. Okay? I have no right to take it from you, even though lefi dvarai, I'm going to lose out. Then kain, because if you let me just start taking stuff, money, if it's not a specific item, lo shafkis chai l'chol birya, it's going to lead to chaos. Literally, you're not going to leave life for any creature. I'm going to go to a strong man who's corrupt, is going to go to people and say, you stole this from me, and beat him up and take it from him. Okay, and it's just going to lead to chaos. So there's the Mordechai, another important limitation. Right, quoted in the Ramah. How do you summarize the Sheikh of the Ramah? This also helps us explain how we understood the Mordechai. Yesh Omrim, D'lo Amrin Avin Yishnil L'Napshi, Rak B'Chefetz HaMavurar Lo Shushalo. Only an object which is clear to me that it's mine, can go into Gazlo, Rotzela Gazlo, Rotzela Aziko, somebody stole or wants to steal or wants to take it from me, Yachola Hatzil Shalo. I will inquire Nisayavlo, Mikoch Gzeilo, Makom Acherlo. But if he's scythed me money for some reason, I'm not allowed to take the money from him. Okay, that's the sheet of the Mordechai. And the Mordechai says explicitly, so it's not going to lead to chaos. Okay, and again, we could also understand this in light of the two, in light of this Chakira. If it's the tzad of, because Avin Yish Jelan Afshe is a din, I have to decide, who can tell me based on the Maharik, why it would make a difference if it's an object or money, or theoretical chov? The Maharik is really nice. It's really good to talk about the Maharik in a little bit. But the Maharik says, if it's an object, you don't need a psak there. You don't have to paskin that this basketball is mine. The basketball is mine. There's no need for Basin to deliberate. It says my name on the bottom of it. It's my basketball. If it's the fact that he didn't pay for the sherut, even though he told me he was going to come, so then, even if it's a clear chiyuv, but it's not like it's my money. He owes me that money mikach the fact that the halacha says, since he obligated himself to go and didn't show up, so he has to pay me. That already requires some sort of intervention of halacha and basedin. This is my basketball because the metziah says it's my basketball. You don't need any dayonim to go and grab it. And it's the paskin that it's mine. It's mine. It's my basketball. So in that case, Okay, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself in the Ma'arik, but it could be the Mordechai says, has to be the most clear-cut kind of, even though we're going to leg to Dina Lanavshes, most has to be the most clear-cut, obvious kind of situation, if it's a din. Once you have to start being mefalpel and decide and give a real psak, now we don't give these virtual dayanim any koch to do. If you want to have something that's beyond the most basic, simple psak, that you got to go to a real beis din. In order to avoid chaos, we're saying we're only giving you the license to be a dayan if it's the clearest, most obvious kind of din. Okay, it's your basketball, you can take it back. Anything beyond that, we're afraid there's room for error. Ma'arik actually understands the Mordechai differently. We'll get there, Mirat Hashem, maybe tomorrow. But according to the Mordechai, the only way to be done in the Nafshe from the is if it's an objective object. You could say, like I said a minute ago, from the perspective of it's a din, maybe only have the license to the most basic, obvious, simple, elementary kind of din. And according to the other side of the Chakira, that it's about just protecting my property. So it could be also, as the Mordechai says, Chazal only let me do this unbelievable idea of protecting my property at the expense of beating the guy up if it's not going to lead to chaos. If every time I could say, yeah, you took my money, he told me he was going to come, I worked for him, he never paid me, it's not something which is more objective, it's going to just lead to chaos. You're right. It could be the Mordechai would say, so maybe you could do Din L'Nafshe, let's say according to the second side. Okay, it's about protecting your property. It could be the Torah would say, the guy didn't pay you for babysitting, the person didn't come on the shirut, the person didn't pay you back money, whatever the case is, maybe you say, yeah, you can take the money back. But then it's a slippery slope. It's going to get crazy. They're going to misapply, they're going to make things up. So you're only allowed to do this unbelievable chiddush called protecting your stuff at the expense of beating somebody up if its language is very, very clear and there's no room for error. Okay, that's the Mordechai's quote as the Yeshorim in the Rama. Okay, and we'll see the Miri. Maybe we'll summarize and wrap it up. Okay, are there any questions now? Okay, says the... Yeah.
And how does that fit into the first side?
The first side, what I'm suggesting is that it could be... It's a similar kind of idea, but this idea of... As Gabe was saying before, that I could be a dayan for myself. Am I objective? Let's say it's a woman. Can she be a dayan? The idea that we're bending all the rules for this personal din, it could be we only let people to be their own personal dayan, where it doesn't... There's not really room for error. Mm-hmm. Meaning it doesn't require a real psak. With the most basic kind of simple idea, then you can paskin for yourself. Other than that, you got to go to the basin because there's room for error. That's what I would suggest. Okay, then we have the Me'iri. I think the Me'iri, the way it reads to me, is taking one side of this chakira. I think. Not positive. That's the beauty of having gone through a Rosen's lecture for a few years. Because you could never see like a clear nafkamina anymore. Because everything could be understood in different ways, right? It's like, I think they say about Rav Chaim, right, that when you had a shayla, what did he say? I'm sure Nussbacher or Eretzi. What's the story? When Rav Chaim had a shayla, what would he do? He sent it, but don't give me the svaras. Don't give me the svaras. Just tell me the bottom line without explaining why. Because then I'll stop being mefalpel. Why you can see it the other way? Okay. So I think the Me'iri leads us to see his understanding of the sugya in one way. But again, there's always two ways of looking at it. Okay. So the word the Me'iri says his lashon is a little bit tricky. His lashon is a little bit tricky. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to start in the middle somewhere. So he says da 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 da. Okay. So he says, "Af b'davar she'ein halichaso lebeis din goremes lo pseidazu." Even if he could have gone to base and not lost any money, toil the hulisham ba'ochize onso. Since he's present, he's there. As this guy is taking away his stuff, osedin liatzmo umakeyu ad sheyatcheyu me'elav. You're allowed to take din into your own hands and beat him up and push him away until he goes away. He already took it from me. He already stole from me. Or I already lent him money. Meaning, for the Me'iri, it's only as I'm losing my money right now. If I'm losing my money right now, I'm like, why are you coming taking my basketball? He's like, oh, it's my basketball. Like, no, it's not. So then I can start beating him up to get my basketball back. But if he already stole it from me and it's there, then I got to go to Beis Din. Again, what are we talking about? There's no pseida. I have rayas. I'll go to Beis Din. But this unique din of protecting myself, even at the expense of beating him up, even though I could have gone to Beis Din, is only if it's in the act of it being taken away. Right, but if he already did it, then I thought this din was not relevant to that. Lom rua elabochu onso. It was only said about when he's taking it away from me right now. So this next line of Me'ata, I had trouble with. I don't know if anybody else had trouble with. I'll give you my suggestion. Me'ata, Misha ra'a eshalo bebeiso shel chaveiro. If I see my basketball in my friend's house, umisyari sheze yachsekbo, and I'm afraid he's going to keep it, nichnas lesham v'nei chaveru kedei litol shelo b'chazaka v'malo mono shover ashina v'amelo shliani notel. So then, if I see it there, I can beat him up and take it back. But it's my solicitor. It's like exactly the opposite of what he said the line before. Okay, so tell me why it's not. Yeah, what do you think? Shmuel.
I mean,
Pashup
Shah is that it's like a spur of the moment thing. So maybe he's describing maybe he's describing a case where it, not really this, but maybe it's a long. And he says that he hasn't been masik it yet. So it sounds like he's kind of he's even though it's sitting in his house, he hasn't been masik it yet. So he's still like in the process of taking it and bringing it into his own rishos.
Let's keep that. Okay, that's mentally noted. Yeah, Asher. No, Gabe. Sorry, Gabe was first.
I was going to say, here's another question. Why in that case is that not considered Hasas Mamon? Only he's not going to keep it. When he's going to keep it, it's Hasas Mamon. Everyone agrees you're allowed to beat him up, but that's not good. We already know that.
I think the Meiri is saying we have to reread the entire sugya from beginning to end. The idea that kuliyama modu b'makom pseida avid inish dinil nafshe, that it's only as it's happening right now. That whole idea of the whole sugya is only as it's happening right now. If you already took it away from me, there's din d'oraisa, you got to go to beis din. If I'm going to lose, I'm going to lose. I'm going to win. But that whole idea is only is as it's happening right now. Ah, sure.
As you see it in his house now, it's as if the hefset's happening now.
I want to say something similar to what you guys are saying, and that is, it could be what he means here is that you don't know that it was stolen from you. You didn't see him. You didn't. It's not like you saw him creeping into your house in the middle of the night, and now you see your basketball in his yard. That's what he was talking about the line before. You just happened to see what's my basketball doing in this room. This isn't their basketball. I don't know the context. Maybe somebody brought it there by accident. Maybe it rolled there. But a misyarish is a yachsikbo. I don't know he's going to keep it, but I'm concerned maybe he's going to keep it, then I can take it back. Because again, like I think like you guys are saying, that becomes like the moment of where I might be losing it. But if I already know he stole it, he took it, and now it's in his house, then I have no recourse but to go to Beis Din. To me, it seems like this Meiri is more along the lines of Hatzalas Mamono. That he's saying that it is a unique din. It's crazy. I could beat somebody up to protect my property. I'm mamish and protecting my property. He's coming to take my basketball. I'm about to stand my ground. Even if he's going to get in my face and I'm going to punch him, I don't let him take my stuff. Even in the second case in the Meiri where I see it in his room and I come to take it, I don't have to let him maybe try to take my stuff from me. I'm allowed to stand my ground and get it back, even though he's going to fight me for it. But in a case where it already happened, then I can't. What's done is done. It's already in his rishos. So I got to go to Beis Din to prove that it's mine. I would think the more that you view it as like your own shlichus sayu, your personal dayan, I don't know why it would make it so much of a difference if he's taking it or he already took it. If you know you're entitled to it, and you can prove that you're entitled to it, so l'chora, I would imagine miswara, that you can take it even once he's taken it. But the Meiri says, it's only toch kedei that this onus is happening, that he's taking it. For me, it seems like the Meiri makes more sense if you're looking at it from the perspective of hatzalas mamono. Then you're allowed to stand your ground and protect yourself, even if it's going to mean fighting the guy off. Okay, so what have we seen so far? We're going to end here. So we have a bunch of cases in the Gemara. Most are mamon related, not all of them. And there's diukim from each of the cases. But what comes up bottom line is a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nachman if avad inish dinil nafshe. And what case does that mean? That means that there is no pseida. If there'd be a pseida, for sure I could do it. But there's no pseida, I could go to Beis Din, but I'd rather just not deal with that. Or I'd rather not have to spend 15 minutes stacking up these jars in my yard. I just want to take it into my own hands. So then we say, avad inish dinil nafshe, I'm allowed to do it. There's a fundamental chakira that many achronim say, which one side comes out of the Gemara itself, that her yad becomes a shliach Beis Din. Is it that mamish, when under certain circumstances, I can act like I'm Beis Din for myself? Or is it a different kind of din? I'm allowed to protect myself, even if it means getting physical with somebody. It's my stuff. You can't just take it from me. So we saw there's the rush who limits it to where you have a raya that it's yours. You could have gone to Beis Din and Zoche. We have the mordechai limited to a specific concrete object. We try to explain how you could see those limitations from the different perspectives. Then we have the Meiri that stafke toch kedei the onus, the guy taking it away. And to me, it seems like that fits more with the perspective of Hatzalah. And Mir Tashem tomorrow, we'll get into the Marik, the Nesivas, and try to give more justification for. There's going to be a fundamental question in the Nesivas. If you're viewing it as Hatzalah, it just seems crazy. If in certain circumstances, based and couldn't have beaten the guy up, how could you beat him up? Like this sugya is so mechudash that we have to maybe give it more svara. Okay, we're going to stop here.